Fast approaching the 7 o'clock hour, momentum toward passing a $1.7 trillion government funding bill hits a snag.
We are very close, but we're not there yet.
The Senate weighing extending pandemic-era restrictions on asylum seekers at the border. WOKV's Blair Miller continues our live team coverage in Washington. Blair, we're headed toward that potential government shutdown by tomorrow midnight.
Yeah, and hanging on by a thread, and that's how Democratic Senator Chris Coons of Delaware described the status of a government funding bill as negotiations appear to have stalled Wednesday night. Senators have been in an impasse over that amendment from Utah GOP Senator Mike Lee to extend the Trump-era border policy known as Title 42. That allows immigrants to be turned back at the border. The Biden administration earlier this week told the Supreme Court it should reject an emergency bid by a group of GOP-led states to keep the controversial border restriction in effect while legal challenges play out. Democrats are concerned that the amendment may pass, and that could cause the spending bill to be sunk in the Democratic-led House, which must also pass the bill after it clears the Senate. Title 42 may not be the only problem, though. Some lawmakers suggested Congress might need to vote on another short-term funding bill to avoid a government shutdown. Senate leaders unveiled the $1.7 trillion plan early Tuesday morning. The Senate had hoped to vote first to approve the deal this week, then send it to the House for approval before government funding runs out on December 23rd. Rich, there is something to watch here around the 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock hour this morning in the Senate. Chuck Schumer is hoping for some kind of vote that will give some kind of indication what happens here today and can they move forward on some of this.
We've got Republicans facing Republicans on this one. A little bit of a legislative game of chicken here going on. Is it a matter of who blinks first?
Well, and some analysts will tell you that if this deal fails, that Republicans stand to lose more in all this. So because there are some key wins looking at the funding bill that, you know, Republicans have fought for. So that's in there. But some analysts saying, you know, if this deal goes away, that Republicans would lose out. So it is a matter of some of that, who's going to blink first. But much of the debating is happening within Republicans. It's not Republicans and Democrats. It's a lot of Republicans debating each other. So we'll see if they get this worked out here today. You know, we're going to know pretty early on, can they get this done in time for, you know, tomorrow, or do they have to punt it down the road a little bit more?
Buckle up, baby. Going to be a busy day there in Capitol Hill. WOKV's Blair Miller with us live in Washington.